This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All I really care about right now is to see us improve. And so that was really what we talked about this morning when we had our team meeting was offensively we wanted to play clean football. We wanted to get better at critical downs, which I thought we did. We were much better on third down and fourth down this week than we were last week. And so we had a good night. Guys played hard and they executed at a high level.
That's Ben Johnson. You know that song. Throw some D's on it. Maybe you get a Cadillac. I don't know what to tell you. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. Anthony Heron, the former NFL football player, Iowa Hawkeye, Fox 32 analyst, and also working for Big Ten Network, man, is continuing his segment with us here on 670 The Score. And I know we talked about Caleb Williams and the cadence and how we saw that progress work and then moved into the discussion surrounding Tyson Bagent. But there's also something else from the preseason regarding Bagent that I think is notable here. And I feel like we're seeing Ben Johnson really utilize people's strengths when it comes to their physical traits. We've talked a lot about maybe Bagent's arm strength not being there, but on those rollouts, you could see they tried to use that CrossFit speed to his advantage.
Yeah, that's a good observation. And for him, it especially showed up in preseason game number one. I think it's shown itself even in some game action going back to Tyson Bagent's rookie year. He kind of gets going when he gets on the move. He seems to gain confidence, and you know, even the way he operates from the pocket, it does seem to enhance his accuracy and decisiveness from there once he's on the move because he is a guy who can run. For Tyson Bagent, the way that he shows up every day, all the, you know, the work that he puts in around the staff, but then the lonely work that he puts in as well, just where everyone knows he is attacking each day to be at his absolute best. It's good the teammates feed off of that, but that is a really good example of Ben Johnson getting a sense for who Tyson Bagent is as a player, as a quarterback, what makes him tick. And I just love seeing, I mean, the very first play of the game, we saw some boot action. We saw the pocket move. I mean, how many Bears play callers since you've been in town here, Layla, have we had the conversation about the pocket is too static? They're asking the quarterback to sit there and read the full field too much. And Ben Johnson comes in right away, and he gets Caleb Williams on the move. He has Tyson Bagent on the move later. There's a recognition there, and it's a part of what made him one of the top play callers in the sport. Before now, there's a recognition of how you take pressure off of your quarterback and off of your offensive line, and everyone looks better because of it, because you don't see as many mistakes from them. When the O-line can roll off the ball and move people in the run game, when the quarterback doesn't have to sit in the pocket and read the full field on a consistent basis, then it's not tasking them so frequently with trying to be superhuman mentally and physically. So it's good to see. We saw that recognition with a game where they had an opportunity to actually game plan for that opponent. Even the way the tight ends were utilized, guys, where, you know, for Cole Kmet early on, you're running his big body up the rails, and he has been one of the main guys over his Bears career that I've talked about, the inconsistency of his hands, the willingness to reach out and snatch the football. It was good to see Cole Kmet doing that. And then you also use the suddenness, the movement skills and route running ability of Colston Loveland and allow him to be a target for the QB while on the move and getting him going laterally because he does have that ability to separate from defenders. So that's where all these reps, all this extra work it's good to see now that Ben Johnson and his staff have been able to diagnose some of that information that they've acquired about the players on this roster. And you see some evidence, you know, very early, but you're seeing evidence that they see what makes these guys tick and the positions they can put them in to for them to be at their strongest.
Better early than late. Anthony Heron joining us here on Raheemy and Harris. So here's my question. We are a week away from cutdown day, Anthony. Is three quarterbacks, is that something you think the Bears will carry on their roster? And how do you see this entire roster taking shape, knowing that several things still have to get figured out?
It's the tough thing because keeping the third quarterback, you know, there are opportunities that you have now in the NFL to be able to utilize an emergency QB in some of these scenarios. But then also because of the injuries at other spots, the secondary is so banged up. Everyone's hopeful Jalen Johnson is going to come back, and it's good to see him out there on the field pregame and moving around. But, you know, DB now running back, and Ben Johnson indicated that he's not too worried about the injury or, you know, whatever concerns would be there for Kyle Manungai. But, you know, there's other positions where you need a lot of bodies getting banged up. Dominique Robinson having to leave the game. Austin Booker having to leave the game. These are all things that indicate it's going to be tougher than it would have been to have a third quarterback on the roster. That's where those conversations with Ben, with Ryan Poles, and the medical staff are going to end up playing a big role just in knowing how many of these guys can actually help us on special teams. If they're not at full speed, would we even play them on special teams, or are they just going to be on the 53 waiting to get healthy? What all are we going to do at left tackle? You know, how many of these bodies are we going to be able to keep around there? You know, waiting to see more from Karan Amagaji, those types of things. So there's positions that you need depth at. Having a third quarterback can often be viewed as a luxury, just that, you know, enhances a meeting room. And Case Keenum not being healthy the other night, that really doesn't, I think, that certainly doesn't strengthen his case to stick around with the Bears. But it could be a situation where they utilize the injury to stash him maybe later on.
Well, that's a concern here, Ann, is when you consider how many positions they seem to have excess at. Like the offensive line situation, if they really like Theo Benedet as much as they say they do, you got to find room for him where you didn't have room for him previously. So it starts to add up really quickly.
And I'm seeing what they like in Theo Benedet. I was talking about it in our postgame coverage over on Fox 32. Just the, not only the size, just the stature. He's not as big as Ozzie Trapillo, but he's a big guy with a long body, but he just bends. He bends better than Ozzie. And he bends right now better than a banged-up Braxton Jones. I heard you guys talking about it before I came on with you here, just the idea that Braxton Jones is not fully healthy yet, and it is a quality reminder. It's one thing that I was talking with our guy Luke Kanellis about after the game the other night. There's two things that are limiting factors for Braxton Jones right now. Both of them just come back to the physical aspect of it. If we just assume that he's gotten to a good place mentally, physically he's still in recovery mode from the broken ankle, but then also because of that, it even enhances the necessity that I think he seems to feel to sit down against power, because that's never been his strength anyways, to be able to anchor against a power rush. So what ends up happening as an offensive tackle is that you start to sink and try to anchor in anticipation of it. You're anticipating the bull, and once you sit down and stop your feet in anticipation of power, that can set you up where Braxton Jones has gotten beat by a couple of inside moves here, which was really a strength of his pass protection before, the ability to maneuver laterally and sideways and recover even on speed rushes if he gets his body out of position. He doesn't look like he's fully healthy yet. It makes all the sense in the world, but they don't have another great option yet at left tackle. But I do see what they like in Theo Benedet. But the guy hadn't had a snap in the National Football League yet. So I think it'd be asking a lot for him to open up against Brian Flores in the opening game of the season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We're talking to Anthony Heron, the Sirius XM radio analyst, but also football analyst for us and Fox 32, former Iowa Hawkeye, and of course, NFL athlete as well on 670 The Score. We talked a little bit about this before the break, but Andy Reid deciding that he wants to play the starters against the Bears in Kansas City. How do you think that translates to what we could see out of the Bears?
Well, I heard Ryan Poles kind of hint at it. Even, previously, earlier in the week at some point, just that I think he was talking to Mullion Haw about it, just that, we shouldn't assume too much about, whether or not the Bears starters would sit in that third game. And there's a long time between preseason game number 3 and then what effectively turns into a bye week before the season, because we don't have that fourth preseason game anymore. And then you get to the regular season and a Monday night game. Mind you, not a Thursday game, not the opening Sunday of the NFL. You're getting all the way to Monday night between games there. If your starters haven't seen any action by then I think that's asking a lot. If you really want to come out in rhythm in a primetime game, the very final game of the opening weekend of the NFL. So I hope they play. I think they should play. Now, maybe DeAndre Swift shouldn't play because you've already started to drop some bodies at running back. But if Kyle Manunga is healthy, I'd like to see him get a little bit of work, even though he's like de facto running back number 2 right now because they didn't sign anybody else to really even challenge him effectively for that role. Roshan Johnson is on the roster, but he, again, hasn't been able to sustain health to really compete for being in that 2 deep at running back. So if you want to pick a couple of individuals that you don't want to see on the field, sure, Joe Tooney doesn't need it. Grady Jarrett doesn't need it. But Caleb in that starting offense to get a couple of series again and to get it on the road for the first time with Ben Johnson, I think there's value in that. Would it negate the potential for them to still start off strong in the opener? No, it wouldn't make it impossible. But I'd certainly feel better about it if you keep them in rhythm, especially building off of the positivity that we just saw at Soldier Field on Sunday.
I look at it as levels, Anthony, when you talk about setting up a team to progress, right? They went up against the backups for the Bills last week. That's one thing. Yeah. But to go up against the starters for the Chiefs, a certain Super Bowl contender in themselves, it feels like that's the next natural step for this team.
If we're talking about stacking days, which everyone talks about both internally and outside that locker room and outside of Hallis Hall, then this is an opportunity to continue to do that. I would have liked to have seen the full first quarter the other night. I didn't get my wish on that, but a couple of series, quality play, you're moving the rock. All right, that was good. To me, give me at least that same exact thing. I don't need to see one series, but give the starters 2 series. If they're individual players or defenders you start to pull out quicker than others, then go for it. But I'd like to see Caleb in that starting O-line, more work for Braxton Jones out there as well, an opportunity to continue to get him more lathered up and knocking that rust off and hopefully showcasing that he can get physically stronger and stronger again, then all that ends up mattering. And to do it on the road is different than doing it through these first 2 home preseason games that they've had. And after facing the Buffalo Bills, I guess the betting favorite apparently for the Super Bowl, you get Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. You get Arrowhead Stadium. You get that opportunity to see that on the road as well. And all those things will end up paying dividends. Luther Burden, if he gets chirpy with some fans out there in the crowd, or Tyreek Stevenson, we know how things can go with him on the road at times. All these things that the coaching staff is evaluating the current players and seeing how much they're internalizing the messaging that's being communicated to them, that matters a lot. And if I know nothing else about Dennis Allen, about these Bears defensive coaches as well, the aggressive temperament that's being infused into them, you want to see that continue. After a shutout effort the other night, where as much as the Bears offense was more of the storyline, another really solid, another strong effort from the Bears defense where they're hitting and running, they're chasing the football. You want to show that that's just who you are at this point. And to get the starters And to have them be a part of that, I do believe it matters, especially because of the time between preseason game number 3 and the time you finally get to that opener on Monday night.
What did you also think of what Ben Johnson had to say? We didn't really get into it after the game, but him talking about, I think, a teaching method for his coaching staff when you heard Declan Doyle called the plays in the second half and Al Harris called the defense. And I think we all had a good laugh because Al Harris was the guy calling 2 double safety blitzes back to back up over 30 points. That was hilariously aggressive. Right. I love it.
It shows that Ben Johnson is a guy who still, in his own right, is a very young head coach. But his ability to see the full picture, the full scope of what can make a team exceptional, you know, right now it's his offense that he's implementing. But at a certain point, you know, if he is in a position where he can give up play calling and become, you know, and this is potentially years down the road, of course, but to see the big picture of the development of what this organization can be under his leadership and also the development of those other assistant coaches. These guys work their tails off. Like, Declan Doyle is still a super young guy who's been able to vault to becoming an offensive coordinator in quick fashion. But now getting him some experience, getting Al Harris some experience as a play caller, I doubt we'll necessarily see it in a regular season opportunity. But that's a development chance for them to get that experience in a game scenario. And then who knows what it ends up leading to. But they'll be more prepared the next time that comes because they've had a chance to actually be the one communicating with the quarterback and with the green dot guy, making those decisions in game, in competitive moments. To me, it's indicative of Ben Johnson as a guy who's not only sort of the super genius, mad scientist guy drawing up all these creative plays, but also as a CEO, as a leader of a football team, planning ahead really for what could end up benefiting him and the Bears in the years to come, and also what will benefit those assistant coaches who have the coordinator title but haven't called it before or don't even have the coordinator title yet, but we'd be growing in that direction. I love that big picture approach to things.
That's Anthony Heron. We always enjoy talking to him. And thanks for joining us today. I'm Raheem and Harris on The Score.
Thanks, Ant.
All right. Appreciate you both.
Anthony Heron, of course, you can check out not just on our station, but Fox 32 on the Bears postgame shows and their Bears coverage and Big Ten Network. He does it all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.